Right now on VFN TV, we're going to look at digital evangelism, God on the internet. What are we doing with it? How are we using social media? Also, we're going to talk about boxes of love. Can you imagine just you needing something and all of a sudden these boxes of love start coming out of the sky? Well, that's happening with VFNKB Love Boxes, and we can't wait to tell you about what's going on, what's happening at VFNKB right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, your host, and also joining me is John Paul Ramos.
Hello, hello.
What's happening, man?
Hey, man, I'm excited. Can't wait to talk about these love boxes.
Oh, my goodness.
Can't wait for you to hear about these love boxes and what's going to be happening on this program, digital evangelism.
Yes, it's so important. Amazing. Because there's so much dominance on the internet and so many things are happening online. And if you're not there, you're missing it because that's the new economy. That's where it is. It's happening there. And we have to be able to reach everyone in that particular sphere.
If we're going to be in this space, we might as well talk about Jesus. I mean, right?
Well, actually, that's how you want, when you read prophetically these last days, how would they do that? Yeah. And now, you know, it's very easily for two witnesses to be in Jerusalem now for the whole world to see what's going on. So that day is here right now. And so I think about this before we start talking about digital evangelism. You know, I want to share with you about what's so important, what we're doing together, you know, all of our family, all of our tribe, you know, together at VFNKB through VFNTV and other ways, is that we are, you know, required. And one thing that we should do as believers is that we want to love, you know. So many people want to love, John. They want to share love, but there's so many people who don't receive love. Mm. But there's people in the earth who are waiting for the love of God. They're waiting, they'll receive, they'll be so grateful. And some of those friends of ours are in the Philippines, and we have been reaching them for quite some time now, and sending through your help and through all of us working together at VFNKB Love Boxes, sending these boxes of just love. But I first want you to understand what's taking place in the Philippines, and we're going to show you something so you can understand why it's so important for us to reach out to a part of the population of the Philippines, not everybody in the Philippines, but a part, how we can minister to that part who needs help. Take a look.
Percent of Manila's population lives as squatters. Many families have lived here for generations. One out of 10 people are slum dwellers. Every day is a struggle for survival. Children forgo their education to work as scavengers at 5 years old. Search of plastic, metals, and glass to recycle. Food is also collected, washed, and recycled from the trash.
Basic necessities. Hope and love.
Shipped in a box of love. can make a difference. Help send a box of hope today. VFNKB.com, Love Box.
We're so excited to be able to share with you the opportunity, and you can find out more at VFNKB.com/Love Box. Think about this. You know, it's so often you're wanting to make a difference, and how do you do that? Well, VFNKB is making that possible now. Well, you actually can take an item, maybe toothpaste, maybe food, can of food, or you can make some clothing, and you can get it in, through the VFNKB Love Box way, and the box goes straight to the people in need. They open up the box, and they see your toothpaste that you sent them. They see the clothes that you sent them. They see the food that you sent them. They pick it up, and they eat it. They wear it. It helps take care of them. That's you directly fulfilling what Jesus said in Matthew 25 when he said, you know, that whatever you did to the least of these of mine, when I was hungry, when I was thirsty, when I needed water. And this is so important to understand, because we're going to be judged in the last days based on did we love. And I'm so excited about sharing this with you, because this is something that you want to always do. And through VFNKB, we've been doing this. We want you to be a part of this. And there's some ways you can do it. You can find out at VFNKB/lovebox. You can see it on your screen right here. But also understand, maybe you can't fill a box, but you can ship a box. For a simple around $90, an entire huge box that you saw, you could be the one that actually gets the box, ships the box, and other people can fill the box. Maybe you can't ship the box, but maybe you can fill the box, or just some things on the box. Or maybe people in your office, people in your church, people in your group, you know, y'all can come together and do one box together. We have so many ways that you can do it. It's so simple, and we like to do this too. We'd like for you to take a few pictures of everybody putting the stuff in the box, and we catch pictures on the other side where people are getting your love on the other side in the Philippines, and we take a few pictures so we can put those together, and then you'll see us on the VFNKB YouTube channel about what's taking place. You get to see what's taking place and share with your friends. This is very exciting.
Beautiful. We've done the due diligence on our end, so you know that what you're sending is getting to the people and the children that are in need, and there's nothing more wonderful to know that you were able to take something from in America and send it clearly across the country to meet the needs of people that truly, truly need it and are appreciative for it.
And think about this. I mean, if this child is having to go recycle food from the dump to eat or to sell, plastic to resell at a young age, and you send him or her a backpack, you send them pencils, you send them books, you send them the things that they need, toiletries, hygiene, gears. We have different things that are going to be available for you that you'll find on our site right there to be able to give. There's going to be so many different ways to do it. But us working together, we can rain down love, boxes of love, all over 1/10 of the population of the Philippines that's been living for generations now in the slum areas of the Philippines. It's not all the Philippines. But understand, this is just this area, and God has just called us to be able to focus on that area right there. We have so many people on the other end, like John said, that you know, we're making sure they have the integrity to follow through, and we're even capturing on the other end, you know, what's taking place, so we can show you your love going to the hands of those children. It's exciting. It's so exciting. And you can see on the details right here on your screen. Those that are listening, you go to vfnkb.com/lovebox. When we get back from this break, John, what are we going to do?
When we get back from this break, we're going to be talking about Barna's research on evangelism digitally and how that's just spreading all over the place. And you're going to find some interesting statistics about how we're doing this thing in this new age and era that we're living in. Join us. We get right back from the break.
We'll be right back.
Did you know that 90% of boys and 70% of girls are exposed to pornography online? Meanwhile, 71% of kids say that they're hiding internet activity from their parents. In 56% of divorce cases today, a major contributing factor is one spouse's continued use of inappropriate content online. What are you doing to protect your family online? Covenant Eyes Internet Accountability monitors how the internet is used on your family's mobile devices and their computers. Each web page visited is rated similar to TV shows or video games, like T for teen or M for matures. And as a parent, you can receive weekly reports for your kids. Plus, you can invite your friends to receive reports for your internet activity, which enables you to enjoy the benefits of accountability and protection online as well. Sign up today.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there. You can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is Prudent Preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And it's just something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Digital evangelism, telling people about the awesome God we serve and His loving Son, Jesus Christ, digitally communicating that, the love of God to other people. And it's happening, you know, across the spectrum right now.
Yes, it is.
And it's powerful to have this kind of freedom, you know, that you have, at least outside of China, you have it.
For now.
And outside of Russia, I believe you have it, because I think evangelism was ruled illegal in some of the areas there as well. But John, tell us what's happening. What's Barna saying,
listen,
the Barna Group?
Listen, the Barna Group just released a new report. This is like fresh off the press.
Fresh.
Fresh bread. And it's entitled Evangelism in a Digital Age of Infographic. Well, they write that with the ubiquitous use of social media and mobile devices, the way we communicate has evolved and inevitably has the way we talk about faith. And in a new report produced in partnership with Lutheran Hour Ministries, Barna asked American adults about how they discuss spirituality online through posts, comments, and profiles. Many Christians believe that technology and digital interactions have made evangelism easier. We found that in 3 in 10, 28%...
3 out of 10 people.
3 out of 10 people share their faith via social media, and almost 6 in 10, 58%, non-Christians say that someone has shared their faith with them through Facebook.
Let's look at that graphic right now. Yeah. You're seeing this. So go ahead now, say it again. So 28%?
Yeah, so this infographic got on the internet. 28% of self-identified Christians shared their faith via social media. Mm-hmm. 30% of self-identified Christians say they're just as likely to share their religious beliefs online as in person. 12% are more likely to share their faith through digital, mm-hmm. right? 58% of non-Christians say someone has shared their faith with them through Facebook. That's
important.
Huge.
That means people haven't heard. 58%
of non-Christians, right?
Yeah, it's huge.
Has said someone shared their faith online.
It's beautiful.
It's great.
Yes.
14% through other social media. Then, of course, 31% of self-identified Christians use digital communications when sharing their faith with a non-Christian. That could also include email, links, videos, Facebook, etc.
VFN TV, all the different medias around the
absolutely,
world.
Absolutely. 47% of self-identified Christians agree that technology and digital interactions have changed how others respond when I share my faith. So it seems to be an openness there. 44% of self-identified Christians say technology and digital interactions have changed how they share their faith. So people are becoming more prone to sharing.
This is good because remember, the original stat was 95% of Christians will not actually win one person to their Lord in their entire
life. In their lifetime.
Right. Now, so these stats are saying there's actually more evangelism happening today than it's probably ever happened on the face of the earth.
Absolutely.
Right? Would you say?
Yeah, I would definitely say so.
That's beautiful because when somebody gets that call in their heart and they feel that crying out for the Lord and they say, you know, 47% say, or 58% say, they told me about Jesus. I remember who he is. Yeah. And then they would know how to relate to him.
And what's also great, too, is that we're seeing so many ministries, so many things that are happening in the church, if you will, and people sharing their faith and sharing testimonies online, their own personal encounters with God, that it's easier now to be able to share those things because so much of it has been done and it's not regulated to what's happening in a building.
Right.
Now it's happening everywhere.
Right, right.
You know?
And so, and you think about that, you know, you look at VFN TV, every nation now over the world, and we're all over the world, we love, you know, you guys contacting us. You know, we're doing this together by you connecting and you partnering and you being a part of what's going on. We together are reaching the world. It's amazing.
We've talked about this for a long time. VFN TV really is a perfect venue to be able to share the gospel, the love of God, in a multiplicity of areas.
Yes.
Because we're seven spheres of culture oriented.
Yeah.
So whether it's business, education,
government,
arts, entertainment, government, media,
faith,
there is something that's going to connect with you. But
just
as important, there's something that's going to connect with your friend, a neighbor, a family member. Mm-hmm. And God is right in the center of it.
And so we're having a holistic conversation about life in general. It's not pocketed like this is our faith pocket.
Right.
It's like, you know, everywhere, Jesus was Jesus everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's so important to think about that. And I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet, you know, we want to hear from you. We're excited about celebrating over 21,000.
Come on.
21,000. 21,000 subscribers. Because you're subscribing to our new online YouTube channel. You can go to it at youtube.com/
and growing.
Yeah, it's growing. We just began. It's been less than a couple, about 15 months or so we launched it. We're trying to figure it out. And I know we heard some of you talk about you wanted to have the whole program on our channel.
Yeah.
Well, we have Isaiah Ramos is going to be working on helping Amber Barr get that up for you so you can begin to hear the full program together instead of just the highlights that are going on. We're listening to you. And we're doing that, and we see 100,000 subscribers right around the corner. We're
trying
to build, and every time you subscribe, we know it, we feel it. It's us connecting, it's us together, and we have so many good things in store for you, as joining part of the family.
Absolutely.
Because I believe there's so much stuff coming at you. We got to pick our tribe. We got to pick where we're going to get our information from. That it's a good source. That it's legitimate. And these things are happening, and so we're mindful of that.
Yeah.
And so we're looking forward to doing that, including also offering you a free gift we have for you. It's a pre-release book, I Will Fight. We're putting it together for you. It's almost ready to release. It's Strategies for Success. We just want to give it to you. It's in the pre-release stages, so it's not being released yet, but you can sign up for it.
Sign up for it now, but also share it with a friend, a family member.
Yes.
Don't be greedy. Don't hold this on to yourself. Get it out there because you know what? You can communicate with someone else and go through the book together, and you'll learn these principles and these strategies will get cemented in your heart and in your mind.
And you got to go to vfnkb.com to get it. vfnkb.com to get it. And understand that, you know, so many people have been taught that if it's rough, if it's difficult, it must not be God. And the reality is that you got to fight. I mean, not physically fight. That's an easy fight.
Yeah.
The hard fight is to fight emotionally, to fight mentally, to spiritually, to maintain your faith, to hold on to the vision that God's called you to do, to not to quit, not let people put their stuff on you when God's already put his stuff on you. Like Saul tried to put equipment on David that wasn't his, but David already had his equipment. This is important because whatever you're doing, whether you're a governor, a senator, a legislator, a teacher, a father, a mother, a pastor, you're going to have to fight. Don't leave those sheep. Stay with that church. Fight to keep that church. Don't let somebody take that thing over when God's called you to be the pastor of that church, but
you
need help. And so we want to be able to give that to you. Go to vfnkb.com and sign up. It's the pre-release stages. It'll be sent eventually, but it's coming. If you sign up for it now, it's totally free. When we get back from this break, John, what are we going to find out about?
We have more information to share with you, more statistics, and hopefully more tools to encourage you to continue to share your faith.
About digital evangelism.
About digital evangelism. Join us when we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
Do you believe in total honesty between a husband and wife? I'm not sure I do. There's no doubt that couples that communicate feelings openly have a better chance of succeeding in marriage. But even a good idea can be taken to extremes where the net effect becomes harmful. For example, it's honest for a man to tell his wife that he hates her cellulite, or her varicose veins, or the way she cooks. It's honest for a woman to dump her anger on her husband, constantly berating him for his shortcomings and his failures. It's honest for her to say that she's bothered by his receding hairline or his expanding waistline. But honesty that does not have the best interest of the other person at heart is really a cruel form of selfishness. There are some things better left unsaid, especially when the other person can't help the characteristic being criticized. Some couples, in their determination to share every thought and opinion, systematically destroy the sweet aroma of romance that once drew them together. No longer is there any sense of mystique in the relationship. They've unraveled that allure that made them love one another in the first place. Now, I'm not suggesting that you become deceitful with your husband or wife. I am recommending, however, that you let your anger and frustration cool down just a bit before you pour it on an unsuspecting partner in the name of honesty.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Think about this. God said to his son, Jesus, because Jesus said nothing and did nothing unless he heard his Father, our Father, say anything or do something. And he said, you go tell people about me. Go spread the gospel, the good news that God loves you, God's got a plan for your life, God sent his son to pay for the price for your sins, and that you can enter into the kingdom of God, the family of God, and be forgiven of your sins. But he's telling you to go. So we're talking about digital evangelism. This is so important, you
it's
know.
It's never gotten any easier than
it
is today.
Easy. Can you imagine answering to God? It's like, you didn't share the post.
You didn't hit click, you liked it.
You didn't subscribe to VFNKB's VFN
right.
TV. You know, you didn't do that
this
simple
thing. This is simple, right.
You didn't share. I mean, it's so simple right now to be able to have major impact.
Sure.
So what is this give and take of the
So give and take, yes, 4507. You have millennials, Generation X, and boomers, and they interviewed...
We're talking about digital evangelism.
Digital evangelism. Mm-hmm. They interviewed all three of, you know, these people.
So what's
groups,
the difference between
will.
Millennials, Generation X, and the
well,
boomers?
Well, this is an age. I don't have the exact numbers for you, but...
But it's that's those age groups.
Right, age
millennials,
groups.
Generation X, and the boomers.
And boomers. Well, 58% of millennials say technology and digital interactions have made sharing their faith easier. So 58% of millennials.
That's huge.
That's who's, you know, active.
That's the younger generation. Yeah.
Younger generation. 64% for Generation X. This is
oh,
what
wow.
they're saying.
Okay, I'll
so
say.
It's gone up. Technology and digital interactions have made it easier for sharing their faith. 64%.
And of course, the baby boomers are more of a
Older generation.
The older generation.
Our older generation, right. But 39%.
Is that how you describe me?
Well, I didn't say you. I said older generation.
Okay.
But 39%, think about that.
That's pretty big.
That is big.
That's
because,
big.
You know, that people still sharing. That's
so
almost
these are the people, according to Isaiah, that were Skechers.
Oh, yes.
Right. 39%.
Isaiah and Jonathan,
and
yes.
Jonathan, right, yeah. right. Okay.
So now, in terms of technology and...
So these color codings are the top color.
Correct.
Only, I got it.
Yeah, yep. Now we're going to move to the right. Technology, upper right-hand corner. Technology and digital interactions make me more careful about how and when I share my faith.
What do the millennials say?
58% of those
true.
Millennials. Yeah, true. They're concerned about how they share their faith.
What's Generation X?
53% and 30% for baby
boomers. So they're really thinking about how they share. That's good because at the beginning of technology, people didn't think. It's
they
like,
didn't think at
they
all.
They say this prayer and pass it to 10 people. It's like, hold on a minute.
Or all this prayer, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. I love you. I know, you're awesome. What the guys say, you're awesome.
Yeah,
you're awesome.
We need that.
Yeah, we do.
Bottom left-hand corner, it is harder to have a private one-on-one conversation now than in the past because people are so busy with phones and technology. Millennials, 69%, believe it or not, millennials, same thing with Generation X and also with baby boomers.
So what is happening, personal interaction is
we're losing it.
Yeah, it's like I can share with you digitally about Jesus, but please don't talk to me because I don't have to socially interact with
you. I'm distracted by a phone. If you look at that now, I mean, many, many people are distracted.
Right. Excuse me. Exactly.
right. But it's happening.
Yes.
There has to be some etiquette. We've talked about this in a program about learning to put this thing down, putting it away.
Well, some of the best things that you can do with somebody right now is turn your phone off.
Yes.
Turning it upside down is not a compliment on the table. Or letting it ring, look at it and go, I'm not going to get that.
Yeah.
That's not it. You got to be able to say, you're more important than this. And I remember seeing this family that we talk about that they were on this $500 a night hotel. Mm. And I wasn't there, but I was actually there eating the food. And they were all there. Their father, obviously, mother brought them there, but all of them, the father, the mother, and the kids, they were all on different digital devices, and they're in the midst of this beautiful place on the Gulf of Mexico, and they had all these wonderful things, but they were looking. They were totally distracted from the awesomeness that they were in because they were missing.
For a phone.
Yeah, they were totally missing it. And I was distracted because they were distracted.
And you were walking, put your phone down, you got a beautiful
family. They're missing it. It's like, you know, our relationship. I couldn't imagine not having our relationship.
No.
You know, we're on television, but we have an authentic relationship.
We do. And we don't take out phones when we're with each other. You notice that?
You did once. But other than
once,
that.
But we don't do that.
Of course we enjoy it. All recording devices are
burned, thrown away.
Right. So what else do we have?
So last one on the right-hand corner. Mm-hmm. People are more likely to avoid real spiritual conversations than they were in the past because they're so busy with technology. 64% of millennials, 60%. Of Generation Xers and 45% of boomers. So those numbers are still consistently high.
Right. So this is very important. We want to hear from you. What are your thoughts? You know, the one thing, you know, joining with us as you are, and maybe haven't yet, but you can, you know, subscribe to our channel, you know, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, you know, partner with us like people are partnering with us. So us together, we can be reaching people with a whole word, a whole gospel, a foundation that slides in all seven mountains. We're focused on all seven mountains of them, including the VFN Dream Center that helps people that presently don't have a church to be able to connect or establish a church in their particular area. You find out more details about that, you can see it on your screen at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. It is time. This is the ultimate thing, and we're going to close right here, but the ultimate thing that we're going to be held accountable for is, what did you do with my son?
Mm.
What did you do with Jesus who I gave you? This awesome Lamb of God that you can read about in Revelation chapter 4 and 5, when everybody's turning, the only one that's worthy is Jesus to unloose the title deed to earth, the seven seals of the scroll that's being held in God's hand to redeem the earth and mankind. Understand, it's only Jesus. So the question is, what did you do with my son that I gave you? So this is so important. We shared our testimonies at meetmyfather.org. You can find out more about us, and maybe you can make that decision as well today. But also join the family. Share your comments below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We love hearing from you. I want to pray with you right now. Let me pray for you. Father God, just thank you right now for our audience. I thank you right now, Lord, that you're meeting their needs. You just showed me this morning in my time of prayer, there was somebody that needed healing in your back, below your back. I don't want to call that particular part out, but God's speaking healing right now over that part of your body. And I feel this is a husband and the wife, you've been struggling and carrying this whole huge pressure on you because your husband can't work and you're having to move now. You're losing your home and your kids are distracted. But I'm telling you right now, God told me about you. And the reason why he told me about you is so that he can deliver you from your situation. And I already prayed for you that you would be delivered from fear and anxiety, that your husband would be healed. Literally, it's going to be a creative miracle that he gets healed in that part of his body. He's going to work again, and your family's going to be whole again in Jesus' name. I just want to speak that over you. I speak blessings over you. We want to hear from you. That's you, and you were healed. We want to hear from you. But we say blessings over you, and we say, dear God, end abortion in America. Send revival to the world and a great awakening, we ask in Jesus' name. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at vfntv.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless. Listen to this. This is what God says. If my people, who are called by my name,
will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Right now, when so many things are happening in America, people are going to Washington, D.C. and protesting and trying to push the government to do things against God's way. This man with tears in his face, when they put the mic in his face, he said exactly what we need to hear and what we need to do. Listen.
What's brought you to tears?
I want to personally repent for everything I've done to bring this on to this country. And if we do not repent of our sins, we will not recover. America will not recover.
Dear God, forgive us for our sins and what we've done to cause this to come amongst our nation.